Yeah, we were talking about Sharon Stone revealing that she has had 3 near-death experiences, which would be really, like, that's full on. When she was 14, she had an accident with a clothesline in the backyard, and that sort of hit a jugular vein in her neck. I mean, scary for a 14-year-old. Then, you know, I think it was 20, she got hit by lightning in the kitchen washing the dishes. The lightning got into the water and threw her against a refrigerator. And then, of course, she had her stroke, which is, I mean, scary stuff for Sharon to have lived through.
When you're old, Boxy, like, she's 62, so she's lived a bit. You'd expect
it's not
to have
that
some,
old.
Like, I had my appendix out, and I nearly. That's
not. No, no. If we're going to. That
had a burst, though. If it had a burst.
Well, mine did burst. So.
Well, see, that's.
One up you. Got
well,
you there.
It's not a competition. Guys, it's not a competition.
Had my tonsils out, two cesareans. Well, been not, under quite a few times.
I've been under probably more than you.
Okay. Well, again.
Just quietly, I have. Okay. There's one all.
You both need to grow up. Grow up.
Well, one all.
This is not supposed to be
and
a competition.
If you keep going, you might have another near-death experience.
Okay, well, Elise in Diamond Creek. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Elise. Elise, talk us through your near-death experience.
Well, we were actually at the Patton Hill pub when that happened.
Oh! What? Elise, are you kidding? Of course, if you just joined us, I was saying back when I was a kid, we used to have we had a family, all my cousins were all at the Panton Hill pub for dinner. And after we left, there was a shooting later in the night, an incident. Elise, what happened?
So we were sitting there having dinner. There was a group of us. And someone came running through the pub saying there was a guy outside with a gun. And they ran through and they told us all to get under the table and they were locking the doors.
Yeah, wow.
So we were all panicked. So we're all trying to get under the table because we thought this guy was going to come through. And then they said he was still outside. He was trying to get in, banging on the door. But we found out later on that it was a machete. It wasn't a gun.
Really a near-death experience. But
If in the one-upping, though, I mean, she was still at the pub that I'd left 2 hours earlier.
Way ahead of Fief.
Do you remember...
I want to ask her, was there... At the table, Fee, was there... Did it have a Fifi was here sign or something?
No,
at least do you remember like a cute blonde with an esprit jumper and a scrunchie in her hair?
Okay, we're all having fun around a very
remember
confronting
esprit?
Topic.
That young girl almost died that night.
Oh, or maybe I had my Ken Doan shorts on. Mum had made some shorts out of Ken Doan material.
Did you have your fake Doc Martens on?
Ken Doan shorts. Wow.
Oh, no, it's right into Ken Doan
that would
as a
have been
kid.
Very distressing, though, but thank you for sharing that, Elise, and we're glad everything worked out. Wow, jeez.
Thank you, Elise. Yeah, Darren in Pasco Vale. Hi, Darren.
How you going, Faith?
Good, Darren. You weren't at the Panton Hill pub 20 years ago, were you?
No, not at all.
Okay. Gosh, tell us about your near-death experience.
I got crushed between 2 buses.
Ow! Oh. How did that happen?
It's a bit more than an
understatement. Well, basically, I was driving a new bus and hadn't really been trained in it properly. And it was my fault. I'd left the thing in drive when I put the handbrake on. But I didn't realise that when I closed the front door using the button at the front, it was going to release the brake.
Oh,
no.
And it released the brake, and there was another bus parked in front of me. I was trying to open the door to get the brake to re-engage, and I got crushed.
Oh,
wow.
Darren,
how do you feel? Byron and Fee always drive the bus over me.
Oh, that's like, it's not the time. It's not the time. Everything worked out okay, Darren.
Darren, were you okay? How bad was it?
I ended up in the Alfred for a few days.
Had
5 broken ribs in 2 spots.
I had a broken heart.
Oh.
Stop it. No, thank you, Darren. I mean, at least Darren can have a laugh as well, thankfully.
Oh, Darren, that's really bad.
Thank you for that story.
I feel him. Anyway,
I mean, if you
news.
Just waited till the end for the joke.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was over. Well, I thought he'd finished.
Well, just don't do the joke.
Well, the joke was funny as...
It was good. It was good gear.
Yep, no, good.
It was great gear.
Again, thank you for your sense of humour there, Darren. We do appreciate it, mate. We appreciate the call. Thank you, mate.
He's lived to tell the story.
Yep, no good.
Good on you.
Coming up, guys, at 9 this morning, would you like the 5 housemates with Fifi, Fev and Byron's $50,000 celebrity housemates?
Yes!
Here
Can
they
we
are.
Hear it again?
Yep.
Can you do it in slow motion?
Nope, just in real time. 5 celebrities. Here they are.
Love.
Boss.
And.
Labour.
We know one of them is Niall Horan. We know that. So
I am fixated on that female voice going, and
Rita Ora.
Fixated.
It's Rita Ora. The first one, Simon Cowell, and Barnaby Joyce might have a run in there, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. You reckon he's the Louvre.
Louvre now.
All right, well, you get
that
a chance.
That could be Rita Ora, though. Well played.
Well, or thank not you. Well played. If it is Rita Ora, he's just given away one of the answers. Not well played.
I don't know it. It's like Leon says don't guess, but he's on Twitter every 5 seconds guessing all the Masked Singers.
Actually, good point. So he ruined that last
we're not employed by the Masked Singer.